Colby College has completed a survey of 888 likely Maine voters on a range of questions, including the presidential race and the hotly contested U.S. Senate race in Maine. Mal Leary spoke with Colby College government professor Dan Shea about some of the key findings.
We have Joe Biden winning by at least statewide by 11 points at this point, but only by 3 points in the second congressional district. So that's within the margin of error. I think the president's team, their efforts to visit the state, to open an operation, to expand fishing grounds, are all play for voters in the second district, and it may work. It's going to be tight up there. My guess is that it'll be a nail biter in the second district this time, just like 4 years ago.
And how does this interplay the presidential race, interplay with the Senate race, which is probably more closely watched in our state than the presidential race right now, with all the polling so far showing a very close race between Democrat Sarah Gideon and Republican Susan Collins, even though there are two independents in the race as well.
Right. Well, one of the important differences about our poll this time, and what might be different than other polls that are being conducted, is we really zeroed in on likely voters. Right? It's not just registered voters, but we talk to people on the phone and online that are likely to come out, very likely to come out in the election. And when we did that, we find that Senator Collins is at 39% reelect and Sarah Gideon at 44%. So there's a 5-point split there. That's a bit of a number, right? So it's fair to say that Sarah Gideon is winning the race at this point. Senator Collins is a strong campaigner. She's done a lot for the state. She's not done. There's a long way to go, nearly 100 days. And that's another race, I think, that'll come down to the wire. Actually, Mal, I think if you look at our data, the key, it seems to be for Gideon and her campaign, will be turning out younger voters. What we find is that the senator's support among those under 50 is really quite soft. On the other hand, Gideon's getting a lot of help from voters under 50. And if we overlay, just one quick second, if you don't mind, if we overlay gender on top of that, it's really significant. Senator Collins, right now, there are a lot of undecided, but right now only 27% of women under 50 have said they'll vote for Senator Collins. It's 55% for Sarah Gideon. So those are tough numbers for the senator. But as I said, turnout is going to be really important in this race.
And we have to bring in ranked choice voting here, because those two independents could have a marginal impact if the race tightens up even more.
Yes, I suspect in a really tight race with a few minor party candidates, that will come down to, once again, ranked choice voting. That won't be a clear majority winner. How that will shake down is anybody's guess at this point. My suspicion is that there'll be, as this race becomes really tight and high profile in the coming months, there'll be a lot of voters that move to the two major party candidates. But even so, you're right, Mal. It could come down to tabulating those second and third choices.
What also appears to be pretty soft for Collins is her longtime brand, if you will, of being independent-minded. I mean, you've got some questions in this survey that show that people no longer look upon her as being that independent-minded.
Yeah, we wanted to get at, so here's one of the great questions about this race. So Senator Collins was reelected 6 years ago with 69% of the vote, right? Shenandoah was a strong candidate, maybe not super well-funded, but a strong candidate, strong state legislator. But Senator Collins won with 69% of the vote. What's happened? So we spent a lot of time in the survey trying to tease out what's going on. And one of the questions we asked is the extent to which the respondent sees the senator as independent, as open-minded. And here again, we see some really important differences based upon age. 50% of voters or respondents under 45, so 50% under 45, believe the senator always sides with Republicans and is not independent-minded. That drops to about 30 and 35% for older voters. But anyone under 50 in the state does not see her as a maverick, as a centrist, as independent-minded. I should say half of them don't, and that's quite a hit to her brand as a centrist, as a moderate. Conversely, only about 10% of the voters overall, maybe 15% of the voters overall, think she is truly an independent sort of a senator, not linked to any of the parties, either of the parties.
And that was Maine Public Radio senior political reporter Mal Leary speaking with Colby College government professor Dan Shea about a new poll that's been released on a range of issues, including the top political races. The survey was conducted last week and has a margin of error of 3.9%, and we'll have more on the findings in the coming days.